Zoom meetings and virtual town halls going haywire is nothing new in Michigan's era of COVID-19. But Grand Traverse County has seen just how far things can go when people are conducting public meetings from home. Recently, County Commissioner Ron Klaus from Grand Traverse flashed a rifle when a member of the public questioned the commission on whether they would rebuke the Proud Boys and other extremist movements. Needless to say, the flashing of the rifle led to more public outcry.
This commission has had numerous problems since the leadership came on board, and this is just another in the line of succession. You guys need to, if you're not going to resign or step down, you need to at least be a man, be a decent taxpaying citizen, and apologize to this lady. If this lady's really getting death threats, step up, you guys. I mean, come on. I've almost had enough with you people with this. Just do the right thing.
Here to break it down for us is Max Johnston of Interlochen Public Radio. Hey, Max.
Hey, April.
Can we just take it back to the original meeting? What was the discussion that was happening before the commissioner flashed his gun?
Yeah, so they were sort of talking about a previous meeting, a pre-COVID meeting, in which the county board debated a symbolic Second Amendment resolution, basically putting the gesture out there that this county commission supports the Second Amendment. At that meeting, a few members of the Proud Boys, who some say were invited by some commissioners, I don't know if that's the case, spoke, and they spoke for a while. And people have been mad about the Proud Boys at that meeting for a long time, and board members have kind of avoided the topic, and a few times kind of defended the Proud Boys, saying, like, look, they followed all our rules and guidelines. And then sort of all that happened. And then in the wake of the insurrection at the Capitol, the U.S. Capitol last month, this resident, Kelly McIntosh, was asking them, in light of that, to sort of say or do something more concrete.
I am not a gun owner, but I can certainly appreciate people's wanting to have their gun rights protected. But I would think everybody in our country would have to realize that permission has been given to these activist groups to do more with their guns than go out hunting.
And during that comment was when Ron Klaus went and got his rifle and brought it in front of his camera.
And what was the reaction he got?
I mean, in the meeting, no one seemed to really understand what was going on, and it was very brief, but almost immediately, people were extremely upset. I mean, the word went around town fast. I think within 24 hours, the local chamber issued a letter condemning Ron Klaus for what he did. A letter written by a local attorney got over 1,400 signatures. The BBC wrote a story. The Washington Post wrote a story. The board went ahead and canceled their next meeting to sort of get together and strategize. And I think one thing to keep in mind here is that during all this sort of immediate sort of response, Ron Klaus, the commissioner who pulled the gun out, and then Rob Henschel, the board chair, who laughed while Ron did this, didn't really say or do much in the terms of recognition or apologizing. Ron hasn't spoken publicly, and Rob, who I talked to the day after, said people were kind of just blowing it out of proportion. And I think because of that silence, because of that lack of sort of acknowledgement, that's where this tension is built, and that's why this story is sort of still going on.
Yeah. I understand that last week there was another meeting about the gun incident, and it really drew a lot of public comment. Can you tell us what was happening?
Yeah, it was a special meeting called kind of the last minute, sort of the day prior, and that's where the commission considered what I'm quoting here is a resolution of redress, whatever that means. In it, no one apologized. The commission would have called, if they passed this resolution, called the incident well-intentioned, that's another quote, and kind of blamed Zoom meetings and how awkward they are, and then it kind of decried bullying in a general sense. But it didn't acknowledge the situation or apologize for really anything, and that just got people more mad. So at this meeting you're referring to, there were like 4 hours of public comment. People called in calling it toothless and weak. I think people that may have been pleased with just an apology from Ron Klaus were suddenly asking for him to resign. That meeting was really, really weird. I listened to it in my phone plugged into my car. I was driving back to Traverse City from Lansing, and I missed like four exits because I was listening to people call each other like fascists and communists, and people were playing music over loudspeaker to drown other voices out. It was a mess.
Wow. Wow. How have the commissioners been reacting to the situation since the public outcry has I guess, gained a few more decibels?
Right. Well, Ron Klaus still has not commented publicly. He did not speak about this at the special meeting that I was referring to. Rob Henschel did offer, I think, something of an apology during that special meeting. Here's what he had to say about that.
It was not my intention that anyone would feel disenfranchised from their ability to come speak, and I do apologize for that effect that that had on some people.
And to be clear, that's Rob Henschel, not Ron, who pulled the gun out. Rob is the guy who laughed sort of along with it. And then other commissioners have said, look, this is counterproductive. This is not good for anybody. A couple commissioners, including a Democrat on the board, said this needs to have a more serious form of punishment, which is going to be on the agenda at the next meeting. So, you know, I mean, everyone's kind of reacting strongly, but the simple fact is Ron Klaus, the guy everyone's kind of waiting to hear from, hasn't said anything.
Did you get much of a sense of how the opposition to Ron Klaus's statement, you know, how it broke down? I mean, are there Republicans who are speaking out about this, or is it mostly concentrated among Democrats in the area?
No, it's pretty split. I mean, at the special meeting on the other week, someone did the tally of the 100 or so callers that called in. There's probably more than that. I think 80% of them were people that were critical of Ron Klaus and Rob Henschel. And that's including Republicans that called in to the meeting. That's including lawful gun owners who called into the meeting. I mean, it's ultimately a question of like just being a productive like elected official. And I think that was reflected in a lot of the comments. But to be clear, I mean, you know, up to 20% of the callers that did call in were there to defend Ron and Rob, say this was blown out of proportion, say, you know, this is people gunning for the Second Amendment, no pun intended. And so there was, you know, there was a fair amount of that discourse that was people defending Rob and Ron in this. But let me be clear, most people were condemning him, and it was really across party lines, I'd say.
Has the commission published its agenda for that next meeting yet? I mean, do we know what kind of censure Ron Klaus might be on the agenda for him?
There is a resolution of censure that was introduced by another commissioner that is on that agenda. And interestingly enough, this resolution of redress that I was referring to earlier, we're getting lost in resolutions now, was sort of tabled. They did not vote on that. It was tabled for a larger conversation with this resolution of censure Wednesday. So there's likely to be some more concrete resolution. A censure is like a formal punishment for, you know, an elected official. But, you know, there are calls for him to resign, calls for him to apologize publicly. We don't, I don't think, have a grasp on the specifics of what's going to happen there quite yet.
Max, gun culture has been historically a pretty big part of life in Grand Traverse County, but it feels like this year people are just a lot more dialed in to the way that guns are brandished, especially during the people's business, whether it's at the state house or in a public meeting, albeit on Zoom like this. What do you think this incident tells you about how politics are shifting in the county?
I mean, look, this incident, like this specific one, is a trend, you're right, on both sort of the presence of firearms in politics, which I think is a pretty regular part of politics up north, but more specifically the nationalization of, I think, local politics as a whole. I mean, this body, this county commission, has waded into hot-button divisive issues that a county commission should not be wading into, and I think that's reflected of the staunchly conservative area that still is most of northern Michigan, and how it clashes with kind of a newly progressive community that you see in places like Traverse City that are growing. So I think it kind of hammers home that innate clash. And also, frankly, how this like nationalization of politics, it can be just so counterproductive for local politics. I mean, just like this special meeting that I referred to that, you know, basically made me forget how to drive home the other day. The county passed a piece of legislation related to PFAS. They passed some money to get families hooked up to clean drinking water. That's good legislation. We're not talking about that, and no one is going to be talking about that because Ron Klaus decided to pull out his gun. So this nationalization stuff, what it does is just distracts people from the business that they should be doing, and that's why we're here.
Max Johnston of Interlochen Public Radio. Max, thank you for the update.
Thank you.